One Mindset to Conquer Rejection. Hey, gorgeous goddess, it's Deanna Durrell with CommitmentConnection.com. And in this video, I'm going to share a different perspective on this whole idea of rejection. Rejection is never fun, it's never easy, and it can lead you to question yourself and wonder, why me? What's wrong with me? And why does this always happen to me? I call it the victim energy. I've been there in the past myself. And what I always share with my private clients is in every moment we have a choice. You can choose to believe that the world is supporting you and that everything is happening for your highest good, or you can choose to believe that it's against you. The world's against you, everybody's against you. And depending on which one you choose to take, that's going to color your experience. So when it comes to rejection, I always say the phrase is, rejection is your soul's protection. That sounds kind of airy-fairy, but let me break it down. It's this idea that everything that you're truly seeking, that you truly desire deep down in your soul, is also desiring you. So if for some reason that hot guy rejects you, or you perceive that it's rejection, it's actually, dare I say it, a positive thing, because he's not completely aligned with you. The person that you're really desiring, that's going to fulfill, you know, that part of you in romantic relationships, they're seeking you with that same passion. And so by this other person rejecting you, you create space, right, to meet the person that you are meant to meet. And the other thing is that if it's the right person, it's very, very, very hard for you to miss and to F it up. And what I mean by this is that if something is truly meant for you, there will be an unmistakable, there will be an unmistakable feeling, and you can't like push them away. So you might like be exhibiting self-sabotage behaviors, like just acting crazy. But if it's that right person, they are going to stick. And if you have felt rejected in any part of your life, that just means that your soul is protecting you so that something greater can come in. I realize that this is a different mindset to take on, but really, let me ask you, would you rather feel crappy and rejected and down on yourself? How do you think that energy is going to come across to future prospects, right? Not somebody you want to be around. Or do you want to try something different? And the choice is really always in your hands. So I'm just offering a different perspective, and you can see that rejection actually can be a good thing, because it'll weed out all the stuff that is just not going to help you grow. It's not going to be the right thing. And even when it's sort of the right thing, you have to, or you can take on that stance of the exact perfect thing. I can't miss it, right? I can't F it up. So we might as well relax, enjoy the ride, and just be yourself, and know that rejection is part of the dating experience, but it doesn't have to be bad.